nothing like getting a camera shoved up you to really make your week go quickly.
We should post that on the website.
Hey, can we videotape this?
Yeah.
I'd have to blur it out.
I brought my GoPro. Can you stick that up there too?
Can I just... Oh, Jesus Christ. Please stand by.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
I've been better.
Why is that?
Oh, I got some medical issues.
Oh.
I had a CAT scan today.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what's wrong with me. They didn't do the CAT scan on my brain, though, so I don't think they're going to find out. But have you ever been in a CAT scanner?
I have.
So this was not one of those like full tube ones. This was like a big donut looking thing that you lay in the middle of, and the thing that you lay on goes back and forth.
Okay.
And the woman was like, you know, she's hooking me up to the IV thing because they had to pump dye into me, and she was like, so what's going to happen is you're going to keep your hand up over your head. And that's got the IV in it so that nothing gets tangled, and the machine's going to talk to you and you'll be fine. And I was like, okay. It's been probably 15 years since I've been in a CAT scan.
Okay.
So I'm laying there and the white noise of the machine is like making me fall asleep. And all of a sudden I hear a male voice go, breathe in, hold your breath. And, like, I'm down as close as I can be to the scanner, and it starts, like, pulling me out from the scanner, and I look, and there is a little emoji that's lit up of a dude holding his breath.
Okay.
And there's, a timer underneath it of how long I have to hold my breath for. And when that timer runs out, that emoji goes out, and another one turns on of, like, a smiling face. And then you hear the guy go, breathe. So I'm like, okay. So now I'm laughing because every time this stupid thing says breathe in, like things start to flash at me, and now I'm paying attention to it. And I'm like, I can't laugh.
Right.
And I'm trying to hold my breath, and I'm watching this stupid thing flash at me, and I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. So I made it through. I didn't pass out from whatever they put inside me, which I guess is good. Because I wasn't allowed to leave until they made sure I was okay. I was
right.
Like, really? You know, and they pump this shit into you where she's like, you're either going to taste something weird in your mouth or your groin's going to get warm. Those are the two side effects of this. And she goes, okay, so here it comes. And like, I watch her open the thing and I watch the liquid come down the thing and into my arm. And she goes, do you feel anything? And I was like, you know what? My crotch does feel warm. And she was like, all right, it'll go away in a minute. She goes, for women, it feels like you're pissing your pants. So you get off lucky.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, oh, that's great. Like, medical science is amazing. It just the side effects are a little fucked up.
Hmm.
But, you know, whatever. That was my day.
Wow, that's exciting.
Now I get to go back tomorrow for another procedure and to find out if the CAT scan found anything. Yeah.
Wow.
It's been fun.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Keep us posted.
I'm hoping it's nothing bad.
Do you have a will?
I do.
Oh, good. That's important.
I do. You're in it.
Am I getting anything good?
You get all my Star Wars collectibles.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I probably have all of them.
Probably. It's the thought that counts, though, right?
Yes, it is.
I bet you don't have the Millennium Falcon Bluetooth speaker I have.
Oh, no, I don't, actually.
See? There you go.
Okay.
I'll make sure that that's on the top of the pile.
Oh, good. Okay. Could you box it all up too, just in case, make it easier?
Oh, sure. Okay. I mean, most of it's boxed up anyway.
Right.
You just have to clean out the closet.
Oh, good.
That's where it all is.
Nice.
So that was my lovely day.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Mine was less exciting.
Over the weekend, we took the kid to a school carnival as a fundraiser because we don't do anything at this fucking school without trying to raise money for something. And I saw another display of humanity that I guess I just don't pay enough attention to.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was for kids, so there were bounce houses and overpriced food and a cakewalk to music and like all kinds of weird shit.
Okay.
And they had a tent that had a couple of goats in it.
Goats or ghosts?
Goats.
Goats.
So the idea was that they were trying to show if you have a plot of land, you hire these people and they put a bunch of goats on your land and they eat all the overgrown grass.
Okay.
Kind of like a organic way of like, you know, you don't have to run a lawnmower, you don't right. have to use gas or any of that shit.
Okay.
And they had a 2-week old goat that was bottle fed and it was in, it was like in a baby's playpen type thing.
Okay.
And it was just tall enough to where the older kids could reach over and touch the goat.
Uh-huh.
And there was a family that showed up while we were talking to the woman who were not from this country. And
So they thought it was like Red Lobster and they were taking out dinner? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know where they were from. They didn't sound Jamaican. They didn't sound whatever the other pidgin language thing is here in Charleston.
Okay.
They sounded more like Middle Africa, like people we used to work with.
Okay.
So I was kind of paying attention to the kids because their parents weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And they start like clawing at the goat and like grabbing its legs and its tail and like it's 2 weeks old. It has no idea what's going on.
Right.
So the woman goes over and picks up the goat and she's trying to keep it away from the kids and the father's going, well, get in there, touch the goat. And I'm like, dude, don't you see that she's like trying to keep your kids away?
Yeah, because your kids are assholes.
Yeah. And it's like, I wonder where the kid gets it from. And the kid's yanking on the goat and the woman's trying to be like, honey, please don't put the goat. And I got fed up and I turned to the dude and I said, dude, control your kid.
Whoa. And?
And he goes, excuse me? And I said, she's trying to tell your kid to stay away from the goat. I think you need to be a parent and step in and take your kid away. And he's staring at me and I'm like, what, man? Like, you going to make a scene here in front of all these people? And he goes, well, maybe you should mind your own business. And I said, well, maybe you should mind your children.
Oh, God. And that was Chris's last words.
So he's staring at me. And like I guess he was trying to stare me down. And I was just like, dude, what? So then the mother comes over and she's like, come on, time to go. And drags him away and the kid and he's like staring at me and I'm like, go ahead, man, make a move. So at this point, the cops who were there with the canine unit who was like one tent away
right.
became extremely interested in what was going on. So they came over and they're like, is everything okay? I said, yeah, his kids were just pawing at the goat and like wouldn't leave the goat alone. She's telling him. And then she walks over and says, thanks for telling him to get his kids. And I was like, I shouldn't have been the one to do it.
Right.
But you're welcome. Like, I'm not like, my kid isn't doing that. My kid is behaving herself.
Right.
And being very respectful of the goat. And if the woman said, hey, don't go near the feet or don't pull on the tail, my kid's not going to pull on the tail.
Right.
So I had a little altercation.
Aww.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm glad you survived.
Well,
Of course, now he's cursed you, and that's why you're getting a CAT scan, but...
No, the CAT scan thing happened long before that.
Oh.
It's not like I went to the doctor today, and he was like, go get a CAT scan right now.
Did you consult some guy about his goat? Well, as a matter of fact, I did.
You have a tumor shaped like a goat. What is going on?
Mm.
So... Yeah.
Well, that's always fun.
Yeah, and I guess I just never really paid attention to that kind of stuff before having a kid. I mean, even though that we worked in a very public place,
right,
and a very entitled atmosphere,
definitely.
Of we paid a lot of money to get in here. So we're going to do what the fuck we want.
We're going to do anything we want.
I get
going to pee on the side of the road.
I guess I never really paid attention. But like now that my kid's in school, I'm looking around and I'm just like, wow, my kid is really well behaved.
Right.
Compared to some of the things that I see. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the fact that these people were black. Because I've seen this with white people. I've seen it with Asian people. I've seen it with Indian people, like it runs the gambit. These people just happen to be black. So I don't think I did anything that could be considered racist. I just told the kid to mind his, or I told the dude to mind his kid.
Right.
So whatever.
Well, good for you. Parenting triumphs.
I guess. Oh my God. Really? Anyway.
Wow. Okay.
So, let's see how quick it is that she calls back. Now that it went to voicemail. What else did I see today? Oh, did you see the video that 50 Cent put up?
No.
Okay, so...
He's not one of my friends on Facebook, so...
So, he kind of proved what a douche he was today.
Okay.
I believe it was today. It's the thing that I saw. Well, I guess I can go to YouTube and check to see when it was put up. I saw it on Reddit. Yeah, May 1st. So, douchebag is in an airport.
Okay.
And gets on his phone and starts taping himself. And he says, man, the kids of today are all fucked up. Look at this guy. And he turns the camera around to a janitor who he goes, look at this dude. Look at how fucked up he is. He must be on some shit right here. He must be high as fuck. And the dude's like shaking his head no. And he's not saying anything. He's just walking away from him.
Right.
And 50 Cent is continuing to follow this dude and is taunting him. He's like, man, you're as high as fuck, man. You should be ashamed. Working all high and shit, and like then he turns the camera back around and he's like, man, the kids of today.
Right.
And following the comments on Reddit, apparently somebody knows this dude, and this dude has some mental issues.
Oh, Jesus. Now my phone's ringing. Is she calling me? No, it's that. Oh, crap.
You need to answer that?
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody on Reddit knows the dude, and he's like, dude, he's got some mental issues. Like, he's on medication because he's got anxiety. And everybody starts jumping on 50 Cent as being an asshole. Like
right.
When you were his age, you were selling drugs on the street. This dude is trying to earn a honest wage, and you're fucking putting him on camera saying that he's high. What right. if his boss saw that?
Yeah.
Like, and all of a sudden he's out of work because you're a fucking asshole. And it just, you know, fucking people need to mind their own goddamn business. And everybody else is like, you know, it just looked to me like he didn't want to be on camera. You ever been in with paparazzi there, 50 Cent? You know what
yeah,
that's
right?
like.
Right. Huh.
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd seen it because it's kind of making the rounds.
Wow. Well, that sucks. No, I try to avoid things with 50 Cent or Kanye or Kim Kardashian or...
Well, normally I do too, but this just proves what an asshole the 50 Cent is.
Bastard.
Yeah.
So we should boycott 50 Cent. We should burn all of his albums. Oh, that's right. I don't have any.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Okay. Well, shitty people get far in this country, don't they?
Yeah, well, they do. One of my favorite comments is minimum wage job, shitty conditions, possibly shitty employer, comes to work exhausted and possibly sick, gets harassed by some rich hypocrite cock who doesn't pay his own taxes. Yet if he did the same, and all he probably wants to do is go home and sleep it off.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just goes to show you, just because you have money doesn't make you right.
Yep, well, duh.
Or fucking smart, or any of that other shit. This poor guy has probably been seen by millions of people.
Yeah.
What's the count sucks. On the video? 875,000 views.
875,000?
Yes.
Like almost a million?
Yes.
Ugh.
Now, to YouTube's credit, it's got more dislikes than likes.
Okay.
By a lot. It's got a 568 likes and 7,356 dislikes. We're making it. I just made it 7,357.
Oh, good for you.
Fuck you. 50 Cent. So, anyway. I just thought I'd bring that up.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Topical, even.
Is it?
It is topical.
I try.
Like an antibiotic.
It can't all be fucking TV shows and movies and shit on this program.
It can't.
No.
But what about the latest Game of Thrones?
Well, we'll talk about that later. But
oh, okay.
Did you hear what happened this past week in Jakarta, Indonesia?
Maybe not.
So there was a small village in Indonesia that was excited after what they believed to be an angel fell from heaven.
Oh, God.
To find out that it was a blow-up sex toy?
No. No.
The life-size inflatable sex doll was found by a 21-year-old fisherman.
Yeah.
Three days after the solar eclipse had engulfed Indonesia. For many in the world's most populous Muslim-majority country, the solar eclipse was viewed as a spiritual experience, and large numbers flocked to the mosques to say special prayers. Thinking that this was an angel, the fisherman took the doll home to his village, where it was taken care of like a real human being. And they actually have pictures of it sitting in a seat,
dressed
in Muslim garb. So the village buzz caught the attention of local police, who then went to visit the so-called angel.
Right.
Who inspected it and realized it was an inflatable sex doll.
How much inspection did he have to do?
Well, apparently they figured it out enough, like, why, what is this doll for? And came to the conclusion that it was a sex doll. So
now, are you sure this was recent?
It says April 30th, 2016.
Okay. Because apparently this has happened before in Jakarta.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The fisherman said that his parents changed the doll's clothes every day and was given a blouse and a hijab. And took care of it as it slowly deflated.
Oh, jeez. What?
Yes. Yes, the angel sex toy. I mean, I know that not everybody is educated as we are, and, you know, how perfect we are to be making fun of people.
Yes.
This is pretty funny.
Well, it is kind of lifelike.
You see the picture of it sitting in the chair?
Sitting in the chair? Yes, it is kind of lifelike.
Yeah, well, whatever.
So I think the first clue would be if you get sick in Jakarta, don't go to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to.
Wow. Okay, good for them.
I thought you'd appreciate that story.
Yahoo. Amazing. Amazing.
All right, so should we talk about Game of Thrones?
Sure.
So lots of things happen in this episode, episode 2 of season 6.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of killing of kind of people that we don't need around anymore.
Yeah.
got rid of some heads of households and
two.
So killed some bystanders and stuff.
Yeah.
Got back a character. So if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, you should turn this off now, because we are going to spoil it.
That's
So that you've been warned. But we got Jon Snow back.
We did, at the very last minute.
I thought it would be very cool if the show ended with him not coming back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Just a... even if it happened next week. But how cool would it be if they were just like, no, we told you he's dead.
Right, right.
Like I know you thought he was going to come back, mm-hmm. but guess what, motherfuckers? He's actually still dead.
Right.
Like, that would have been a killer move on their part. But
mm-hmm.
they have a story for him, so he opens his eyes and gasps for breath at the end.
Yes.
And I guess next week we will see the aftermath of that.
The reactions of everyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's very interesting. Now that we are off book and... people are getting to write the show that they think the audience wants to see.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting a lot of very interesting moments.
Right.
There's that whole little section where the guy is making fun of Cersei.
Yep.
In like the little outdoor eatery, and then he's mm-hmm. staggering back and he takes a piss on the wall, and the new giant guard.
Yeah, the mountain.
The mountain turns around. He turns around and looks at him, and he just smashes his head into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you have stuff like that. You have the thing where Tyrion's going down to unlock the dragons, and he walks back up, and he was like, if I ever have another idea like that, punch me in the face.
Yes.
Like, they're now writing it almost in a contemporary way.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of whatever they were doing before, where it's supposed to be like a mix of like medieval dragon times in a faraway land type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it works.
Yeah.
I like the direction and I like the writing. There's a lot more humor that's injected, which I think the show needs, because it gets kind of dark at times.
Right.
You know, all of it, I think, just is kind of working. They're firing on all cylinders now.
Yes.
I mean, even the part with the giant, when the dude accidentally shoots the giant with the bow.
Yep.
And the giant just picks him up and whams him into a wall and then throws him.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of comes skidding to a halt with a trail of blood behind him. Like, it's just all moments where you're like, holy shit, that was pretty fucking cool.
Right.
So I'm kind of excited to see what the rest of the next 8 episodes holds.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a pretty good job.
I can't wait till we see Tyrion riding on a dragon. I think that'll be cool.
That's got to be coming.
Well, you know, after this episode.
You think that, like, they'll trust him? Like, those two dragons are like, you set us free, little one. You can ride on my back.
I think it's like, you know... the story of the lion with the thorn in his paw, and then the little mouse comes and takes it out, and then they become buddies.
It could be.
Ah.
And that's how Tyrion's going to rule in Daenerys's stead.
While Daenerys is at the home for widowed Khaleesi's.
But think about that. Think most of the women that you've seen in the Dothraki that have been married to the Khals are pretty badass women. Mm-hmm. So maybe it becomes her like personal army where like these badass like women who are widowed just start kicking the crap out of everybody.
Right.
Like that would be a cool turn. The only part of the story last night that I didn't really care for was Bran.
Yeah, it's like, why did we bring him back?
Because I guess they need to finish the story. I guess if he just disappeared into the tree. But now there's like this.
But there's so much stuff going on. So
I know.
What would it matter?
But like, there's this new the new chick that's in the tree.
Yeah.
That's with them. Like, who is she? Why haven't they like introduced her yet? Like, there's all this shit that's going on in there.
Yeah.
Where apparently at one time Hodor could speak.
Right.
And like he could fight and stuff, and now he's this one word dude and
Hodor.
Hodor.
Hodor. Hodor.
Where is she? Hodor. Let's go.
She's at the Hodor?
Where's the Hodor?
Which one's the Hodor? Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean I liked the episode. I still think it's some of the best writing on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I truly do. I think when you compare this to something like The Walking Dead, like you really see that the level of writing for this is like way above. The way that they everything connected and they're writing for multiple people that, and even though they're only hitting people for like 2 to 3 minutes at a time, everybody's story advances and everybody moves forward, where you get whole episodes of The Walking Dead that just kind of are filler.
Yeah.
Where you don't get that in Game of Thrones because there's no time for filler.
Right, right.
I mean, maybe that's the thing. Maybe, you know, drop fucking Walking Dead down to 10 episodes. Only do 10 really good episodes.
Sure, why not?
Instead of like 4 good ones and 3 okay ones.
Yeah.
And then the rest are filler. Yeah, it's an awesome show. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, do you have HBO or do you watch it through like HBO Go?
I have HBO.
Okay, so do they do the inside the episode thing at the end?
No.
So on HBO Go, they have at the very end, it's the producers talking about the episode.
Okay.
And it's like 3 minutes long and it kind of hit the points of, you know, these are the important things and this is why we did them type thing.
Right.
And they were talking about the flashbacks of Ned Stark in this one where he's a kid.
Right.
And one of the producers goes, normally we would shy away from doing flashbacks because we think that flashbacks is lazy writing. And I was like, oh, he just called out everybody on network television.
Yeah.
He basically was like, you guys suck. And we're looking at you, Arrow. Like your whole device of every episode has to have flashbacks in it to further your story. And they're like, yeah, well, we did it this way, and we don't really feel like it's a flashback. But, yeah, flashbacks are lazy writing. I was like, oh, shots fired.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit. That's pretty fucked up. Are you furiously typing?
Yes. <Dun-da-da>. Done. Yeah, I mean, it was... for a moment there, I almost thought that Ramsay was going to get killed by the father.
Oh, like for a second there, it was very... It wasn't real clear who was killing who.
Right.
Because they show that in the after show again, so I watched it the second time. And, yeah, it looks like Ramsay is gasping for breath at first.
Yes.
but he's just getting off on killing his father.
Because that's the kind of guy he is.
Well, he's also the kind of guy that would feed his newborn baby brother and stepmother to dogs.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up.
Exactly.
That's, yeah. But it's got to be Theon that kills him, right? When he gets his comeuppance?
I would hope so.
Like, he cut off the dude's dick. He better get some payback.
Yes.
For all the shit that he put him through. Yeah, I mean, it was quite shocking that all of a sudden Ramsay is now like the head of Winterfell.
Mm.
He's now the warden of the North.
Right.
After betrayal and killing his father. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an awful lot of stuff being put in motion. It's like, this show's getting really confusing because there's still too many damn characters.
Well,
even though you keep killing them off.
There is, and it's funny because when they do that previously on the Game of Thrones thing,
right?
They try to put things in that are going to be relevant to what you're watching. And every time I'm like, they'll show something and I'm like, I don't remember that part. Like, who is that guy?
Right.
And like with this one, they showed the dude getting his head chopped off by Robb Stark. And then it was the son of that guy was the dude that was with Ramsay when he kills his father.
Okay.
And it's like, yeah, I would never have remembered that Robb Stark cut off this dude's father's head.
Right.
Like without some kind of clue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many characters and so many like things that have been left out and forgotten and put towards the side where like you have to, there's no way that you could watch the show on a weekly basis and know what the fuck is going on.
Right.
With everything that happens, especially at like 4 minutes a clip.
With right.
These characters.
Right.
Where they're having to put into motion all this stuff. And then you're like, wait, who's that? Like, if it's not Sansa or what's her sister's name? The blind one.
Arya.
If it's not those two or Daenerys, like once you start to get out to the outer fringes of the characters, you're like, who the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty complicated, but I think that's why I like it so much.
Right.
Because they can keep everything together. I was like they keep bringing up people from The Wall and Jon Snow,
mm-hmm.
where they were in like season one when Jon first gets to The Wall, but you haven't seen them in a while.
Right.
And it's like, wait, who is that? Oh, that was his friend. Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, that's right. He's got a wolf. Oh, okay.
Right.
That's the one that always gets me. You always forget about the wolf. Apparently, in the books, the wolf never leaves his side, but I guess because of CG constraints, it's too costly to do it every week.
It's not a German Shepherd painted white?
No.
Oh.
No, it's a fully CG animal.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. Let's see what else was on this week.
Well, there was Smear the Walking Dead.
I haven't watched that one yet.
You haven't? Oh.
No.
It's interesting. Lots of exposition. Only 3 episodes left.
See, my friend at work said this too, and they're slotted for 15 episodes this season.
Well, I think it's kind of what you said. It's like they're going to do half of them now, and then Preacher's going to be on.
So like a mid-season finale?
Yeah.
After 6 episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird, but whatever.
Yeah. It makes it very hard to stay current with it.
I mean, is this past episode any good?
It is because of what happens in it, and there's some character stuff that's really good.
Okay.
And, you learn how the boat got its name.
Oh, really?
Which might be kind of a surprise.
Okay.
Might be.
Okay. I'll have to watch it then.
Yeah, you should. You should. Legends of Tomorrow, don't bother.
Yeah, I'm anxiously awaiting when this is over so I get my Thursday night back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm committed. I will watch to the end because I like some of the characters, but
right,
it's so poorly done.
Yeah.
I just, like, I know I watched the episode and I could tell you kind of what it was about.
But it's gone.
Very forgettable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. You know, the only saving grace on that network right now is The Flash.
Yes.
I mean, even Arrow. Was this past week the Laurel funeral?
Yes.
I felt like it was really weird to introduce a new Black Canary.
Mm-hmm.
That magically can work on the Canary Cry and be better than Cisco and increase the range of it and do all this shit.
Right.
And she's like 14.
Yeah.
Like, and the whole thing with, oh, Laurel told me before she died she was the Black Canary. And, oh, we have to honor her because of what she did. And it's like, son of a bitch, they know who her friends were. Like, didn't you just out yourself as the fucking Green Arrow?
Right.
Like, it's so poorly written as far as, like, planning of this show. Like, they don't sit down in the beginning of the season and map this shit out. And they've even said, they were like, oh, when we wrote that opening scene in the graveyard in episode one, we didn't know who was going to be in the grave.
Right.
And it wasn't until like four episodes prior where they decided who it was going to be. And it's like, really? You can't fucking figure this out ahead of time and write shit to it?
Right.
So like, it makes no sense now. Like the whole thing where he's crying at the graveside and he's like, I didn't do this. This isn't on me.
Yeah.
And then, like, then they added the shot of in the car with Felicity, where Felicity's like, you know, you have to kill him, right?
Right.
Like, none of this shit connects now because how disjointed everything is.
Yeah, and it's so bleak.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciated the kind of pseudo post-apocalyptic, you know, city being run by Savage, but I mean not Savage, by what's his name with the one eye, you know who I mean.
Are you talking about Legends of Tomorrow?
Are, oh, you god, now what? That one I can call back.
So you're talking about the episode in Legends of Tomorrow when they go to the future?
No, I'm talking about when, before Oliver decided to run for mayor.
Yeah.
That gang had taken over the city and they had locked down that part of the city where nobody wanted to go anymore. And what was his name? Slade.
Oh, you're talking about a couple seasons ago?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the last time it was really good.
Well, yeah. Yeah, season two.
You know, the guy who talked like this. The thing I did like about this last episode of Legends of Tomorrow, though, was the fight.
Which
between
fight?
Power, between the Atom and the other guy.
Oh, when they made the Atom get big?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at it going, oh, so now there's two small people fighting. And then he picks up, like, the cell tower.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Well, couldn't you tell they were really big because they were moving in very slow motion, which is the...
Oh, is that what that means?
The visual effects equivalent of size.
Yeah.
Because if you're really big, you weigh a lot, and it takes more effort to move, so everything moves in slow motion.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a visual effects trick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was used pretty poorly here, but
yeah, right?
Yeah, that's always the thing. The bigger the object, the slower it moves. It denotes scale. But
oh. Okay.
Now you've learned something. Yeah, and like the CW, I guess, has fucked up the order of the episodes.
Yeah.
So this was actually supposed to happen this week because Barry shows up at the end, like he does in the first episode,
right?
And speeds away. And if you're watching Arrow, or if you're watching The Flash, you know that he doesn't have his powers yet. And it's like,
oh, right, yeah.
It's like, come on, guys.
See, I don't follow them as being in the same timeline because they're just so out of joint that I just don't even care anymore.
Well, but that's the thing. They're on the same network. If it was, I understand the whole CBS thing. Like, CBS doesn't care about the programming on the CW.
Sure.
They're going to air that episode of Supergirl whenever the fuck that it fits into their schedule.
Yep.
So that's what they're going to do. So if it's out of sync, oh well. But like Arrow and Flash are supposed to be happening at the exact same time. And you're supposed to watch it kind of like they're supposed to be happening during the same week.
Sure.
So when Zoom shows back up, here, like Arrow's supposed to be doing this here, like, but they don't do that, and it drives me fucking crazy. It's just continuity. I mean, come on, how do you not have continuity between the two shows?
Laziness,
I guess, or they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
because they did that last year too. They showed episodes out of order,
right?
And 1 week. You know, Ray's in Central City showing off his suit, and they come back to Arrow the next night, and he's in the hospital in a coma.
Right.
And you're like, what the fuck, man? All right, I'm off my high horse.
Did you have a ladder to get down?
No, it was just a little one.
Oh, okay. It was a little high horse?
A little high horse.
Okay.
So, soapbox?
A soapbox.
Apple box?
Like a little soapbox.
Like a little soapbox. Like a half-step one.
Okay.
No?
Whatever.
All right. Fine. Be that way.
I'm trying.
Did you see the spy photos from the set of Episode 8?
Yeah.
Of the big Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
I'm very surprised that it's a whole ship.
As opposed to
the one that they used in Episode 7 at the Rebel base, where it was pretty much half of it, and then they just filled the rest in with CG?
Well, maybe they're building this for a certain theme park.
Are they going to ship it? Like that?
I don't know.
No.
You get them to pay for it, and then, you know, you get it?
Okay. I just thought it was a little weird. Because, I mean, I looked at, like, the pictures pretty closely, and it's a complete ship. Like, they didn't half-ass any of it, so.
Right.
I guess I'm just a little surprised. But, I mean, that kind of makes sense if they're going to use it later on.
Possible. Just saying. Speculation.
Speculation?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and going back to Game of Thrones, Kit Harington, I don't know if you saw this today, apologize.
Yes.
For keeping people in the dark.
Yes. Sorry I lied. Oh, because you did such a good job about it.
It was one of those things, it's like, you showed back up.
Yeah.
On set, in your clothes, like, what were you expecting people to do? Like, no, that can't be.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. What else did I want to talk to you about?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Well, fuck, I don't know. Sorry, we just hit a wall. We're doing so well.
Darn. Crash and burn. Crash and burn.
I know you'll be upset to hear that Amy Schumer is no longer taking pictures with fans.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, most cameras don't have wide-angle lenses anyway, so...
It's all thanks to South Carolina.
Is that why it is?
Yeah.
Why, so, what's South Carolina do to her?
So, apparently there's a South Carolina guy who demanded a picture with her.
Demanded?
Demanded. And that's when she said that she wouldn't take pictures with anybody ever again.
Until she's no longer relevant, and then she has to.
Well, yeah. But whatever.
Hmm.
Are you going to download the new app from The Rock?
No.
It's a great way to get your goals accomplished, John.
And how is that?
I don't know. That's what it said.
No, thank you. I think The Rock has enough money. He doesn't need mine.
Well, it's a free app.
Oh, well, even better. It's probably got a lot of spyware on it.
Probably. It all starts with how we get up in the morning, John.
And how do we get up in the
He's
morning?
He's literally going to wake you up. I don't know. It's a Facebook post. He ends the post with, fuck the snooze button.
Okay.
That's what it says. You should check that out. You can accomplish your goals. Maybe somebody out there needs that.
You think?
They might. Maybe somebody needs to chase their goals. They can't all be us. That are going after our goals. Some people don't know how to start.
They don't?
No.
Oh.
I'm trying to see what... If I had read this before, I would have pulled it up. The one problem, though, is that he doesn't actually give the name of...
The app?
The app.
So you have to, like, hunt for it? If you really are interested in it?
Oh, is this... Okay, it's called the Rock Clock. A motivational alarm clock from Project Rock. Enter a personal goal, set your morning alarm, and wake up every day with a new message from Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get up and go after your goals. No excuses. The Rock Clock features exclusive video messages from The Rock sent from his phone to yours. 25 custom alarm tones created by The Rock himself. No snooze feature. The Rock is not a fan of that button. Rock time. Sync your alarm with The Rock's. You get up when he does. Oh, I think I'm going to download this and just play it in the morning. Well, for a fucking, what ends up being a fucking alarm clock?
Uh-huh.
65 megabytes.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably because of the audio files.
Well, they can compress them down.
Well, they can, but they obviously didn't.
Well... So that's kind of weird. Whoa. You all right there?
Storm's coming. Storm's coming. Oh my God, there's an angel falling from the sky.
Quick, go out and fuck it. I'm going to download this just to see what it does.
All right, you do that. It's probably going to like lock your phone or something.
It's all right. I'm putting it on my work phone.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
They can just get me a new one. Oh, I don't have the right iOS.
What?
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 How do I not have the updated iOS?
I don't know.
What the fuck, yo? So it says it needs iOS version 8.2. I have 9.3.
Okay.
How is that not? There's something wrong with your app there, pal. I don't know. I'll figure that out later. Anyway, you should download the Rock Clock.
No, I'll pass.
Come on.
But thank you. No, that's good. Don't worry about it.
You should try to get up when the rock gets up. Whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah. No, I'm good, really.
You don't want to be laying in bed and hear...
Laying in bed?
Yeah, laying in bed. Laying in bed, yes, and hear... No. Get up, you jabroni.
No.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I'm not a jabroni.
You might be.
No, I'm not.
Does a jabroni really know if he's a jabroni or not?
Yes.
Jabronis are self-aware?
They are self-aware.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, don't you need some motivation to reach your goals?
No.
No?
I have no goals.
Why not?
Just because. I've given up.
Oh.
Yep. Just given up. That's it.
That's so sad.
It is sad, but, you know, life goes on.
Don't give up, John.
Okay.
We all believe in you.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Just trying to be motivating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go motivate somebody else.
Hey. Whatever. Don't be mean. Now, what the hell is this?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know either. I have a notification of what?
Just to notify you that you're being notified.
So for some reason, I love when I get new Twitter followers.
Uh-huh.
That I don't know who they are. So I just got followed by somebody named Chantel Barstaple.
Uh-huh.
And her tagline is, it's not about how hard you can get hit, it's about how hard you get... Wait, what? It's not about how hard you can hit, it's about how hard you can get hit.
Yeah, no thanks.
And her last tweet is a fuck supposed to be given here or dot, dot, dot? That's so weird. I don't know who this person is.
Well, I got followed by somebody named Dia.
Dia?
Whose Twitter handle is ChukiDia155. And her most recent tweet is, Este video es lo máximo.
Oh my.
Before that, it was, Mi problema fundamento es la paraza. Mi de paesa salir, pero una vez que he salido, mi de paesa entrar. Y así con todo. And then, Google is looking for someone who posts truly valuable content.
Nice.
Yeah. Can I, like, stop people from following me?
I think you can block them.
Can you?
I think so.
Because I don't know who this bitch is.
So Chantel has some very motivating tweets like, I hate being insecure. I hate having to think I'm not pretty enough for anything. Followed by, I hate everyone. Followed by, oh, you don't smoke weed? Please, tell me about how much better you are than everyone else. Wow, she's something else. Why does she follow me? I don't understand. Does she just think that I'm going to follow her back?
I bet that's it.
No.
No, why not?
No. It's so fucked up.
Well, that's the world we live in.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. I don't really get fucking social media anymore.
I love when you get followed by somebody who has one tweet. And the tweet is, someone blocked my account. So, all right. Probably with good reason.
I just, do you think that social media, like the Twitter stuff, is on its way out?
I sure hope so.
It just seems like people are running out of shit to put on, like, on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I guess it's people trying to stay relevant. But some of it I just don't understand.
I don't know why I've got these, like, Spanish girls who follow me.
I don't know.
It's really weird. And it's really weird how they go from, like, all these posts in English to suddenly nothing but Spanish.
So do you know who David Blue is? He's an actor.
No, doesn't sound familiar.
He was one of the lead guys in Stargate Universe.
Okay.
And back when I first started on Twitter, that show was still on the air, and I followed him and whatever.
Uh-huh.
So his most recent tweet as an actor was, last night I dreamt I was in a grocery store shopping for bacon. That was it. That was the whole dream. I am a creative dynamo.
Yeah.
Like, and I get the people who are promoting stuff, like, because I kind of feel like that's what this is for.
Right.
But, like, just stupid shit. Like, do I really care what Patrick Stewart thinks?
Well, you should.
Do I? Should I?
You should. Very important. He's a very important man.
Like Hugh Jackman 3 days ago put, check out the amazing organization We Are One Malawi. The work they do with the youth of Malawi is inspiring. Well done, Rosemary. Why wouldn't you put a link to it?
Right.
Whatever. I know social media is important or whatever. I've always heard that you're supposed to fucking, you know, if you want to succeed, you have to have all this shit in place. But I don't know. It's all weird. I don't know what else to do. Whatever. And it's not like I really read Twitter anymore. I used to be up on all that shit, but I'm not anymore.
Well, I don't see like there's much use for it anymore.
Well, maybe social media is finally on the decline.
Oh, we can only hope. Jesus.
And then we can go back to just worrying about ourselves.
Without telling everybody else about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So I guess this is the part where I hack our social media account.
Yeah, right?
All right, well, on that weird note, silly audience, segues are for kids. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Hey, follow us on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page. Watch our YouTube videos and let us know you're listening. So until next week, I'm the hypocrite Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
I drink and I know things.
If I ever come up with an idea like that again, punch me in the face.